pandemic, which we had recently. Oh, we had it or we're gonna have it. Or we had it this week. I don't even, how do you like that? I don't remember. The issue of the miscounting, we didn't have it yet. That's this coming week's Gemara. It's gonna be this whole look at coincidence. That what happened was that Ahasuerus said that Belshazzar, the idiot, miscalculated. Hashem said that 70 years after the Jews go into Golos, Golos Bavel, they'll be taken out and redeemed. So Belshazzar made a calculation of what these 70 years were, 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 here, plus 2 of his own, and he said, haha, they weren't taken out yet, that means they're never going to be taken out. He took out the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash and he started using them. Daniel came to him and told him, you're a dead man. And then nobody says that night he died, Belshazzar died, that was the end of Belshazzar. So the Gemara says, Megillah, along came Ahasuerus, the moron, and he said he was an idiot, he misinterpreted the pasuk. It doesn't mean 70 years from the time that Bavel will come into power, it means 70 years from the times that the Jews will go into Golos, which means a period of 8 years later. So he added on 8 years, which came out to 2 years within his reign, within the year reign of Ahasuerus. When Ahasuerus saw Bishnas Shalosh Lamolchai, when it came 3 years into his reign, and the Jews hadn't been redeemed yet, he said, haha, now I know that they're doomed. He took out the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and he got his wife got killed, there was a lot of action then. So the Rav Nissen brings, Mordechai HaTzadik wasn't an idiot like these people. He knew that the Navi says clearly, so the Gemara says, what's the truthful interpretation about that pasuk? Where was the 70 years? And the Gemara shows that it meant from a specific point within the Golos. So the fact of the matter is, though, that Mordechai HaTzadik knew how to interpret that pasuk. So he knew that the Jews would be taken back, that the Jews would be taken out of Golos in a matter of a year, or a half a year. Why does it say, Vayizach Zok, or Gedelo, or Moro, and he put on a sack, like because Rav Moses all said that during the time of the test, when Haman was chasing and everything was going on, the only reason that they had this tefillah, that they had to cry to Hashem and everything, with Hashem's guarantee, it still requires tefillah. Just like with Rav Moses' guarantee, a person will come to my tzir, I'll take him out, that doesn't mean you stop. It means you daven very hard that you should be zeichah, that this tikkun should apply to you, that this guarantee should apply to us.
And also the things of like final exams.
Of course, Rav Elazar said that there are people who say that that when he's observed in Hashem, don't get worried because Hashem is pitiful, blah blah blah. Rav Elazar said, baloney. We saw times when there were observers with thousands of people got killed out. So a person has to know that you have to daven and daven and daven and daven. It's the main thing.
I can't
remember.
I'm
going
to
go on
myself. That the Hatzar died that night was when Baba was conquered by the Persians, right? By Koresh.
No, this was before Ahasuerus' time yet, even.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, from the Tanakh, was Belshazzar the one who died the night when there was the invasion?
That was a grandson of Belshazzar. I think the Gemara answers that question. The Gemara answers that there were two Belshazzars. Mm-hmm. I think there's something like that.
Brings the opinion that Koresh was Esther's son. That's what I was like.
Exactly. So I'm telling you that this is a whole. If you look in the Gemara Megillah, what Daf are we at tonight?
You'll have
a whole Omid where it gives the whole history of what went on there. So Shatzar, then this one.
We could call Ahasuerus a Russia.
The Amora calls him either a tippish, there's machlokes whether he's considered a fool or a rasha.
He's tippish.
A fool.
Oh, he didn't do any tshuva later on.
What difference between being a shaita and a tippish?
They're similar. And also a nar, in Yiddish, when they call a person a nar, it's a fool. Rabbi once said that shaita is the gematria of nar. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Those things are... the Yiddish and Hebrew match up nicely. A nar, there's a nar.
Yeah.
No, I was big enough for your shaker. Okay, let's just finish up a little piece more, and we'll know we covered this item. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, "Ubishvil zeh," and because of this, "Bechinas Rosha ke'oig nikra polit." This is why Oig Melech HaBoshen is given a title in the Chumash. He's called Polit, the remaining one, the escapee. Why? Where do we see it? There's a pasuk after refugee. Exactly. There's a pasuk vayovoy ha-polit vayaged l'Avram Avinu that when Lot was captured, it says a refugee came and he told Avram Avinu that his nephew had been captured. Blah blah blah. Rabbi Nezal explains now. Kemeshikosu vayovoy ha-polit, and the Medrash says ze oig, and the Gemara brings this also. Sherotzo sheyehoreg Avram v'yisoes Sarah. Oig Melech HaBoshen wanted Avraham to go to battle against these kings. He wanted Avraham Avinu to get killed, and he wanted to take Avraham Avinu's wife. He wanted to take Sarai Menon. This Oig Melech HaBoshen was in the category of Seifer Rosho Latzadik or Mevakesh Lamisoi, a Rosho who looks at a Tzadik and wants to have him killed. Who is the Tzadik? Avraham Avinu. However, the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazveno biyodoi. Hashem will not hand over the tzaddik into the Rosh's hands. Bebechinas, vatrechas bemishpot yodi. Hashem's hands, kaviyachol, latch on to mishpot, in true righteousness. Vakadosh Baruch Hu kovash mishpotai mimenu zman rav. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu held back the vengeance that Hashem wanted to let out at Oig Melech HaBoshen. Hashem held back his temper for a long time. Ad Zman Moshe Rabbeinu, from the time of Avraham Avinu till the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, this Rasha Oig Melech HaBoshen still existed. Olam HaShoim. From the time of Avraham Avinu till the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubishil Zeh Nikra Polit. And that's why he's called the remaining one, the Bechinas, Va'afalto Lo Netzach Mishoiftai, Shenifat Mehamishpot Zman Kabir. The Pasuk says, Hashem says that I will hold back eternally from judgment. Meaning that this one, this Oig Melech HaBoshen, Hashem held back his judgment for a long period of time. Kabir means lot, for a great period of time. For a large quantity of time. Okay, let's just do the next paragraph. The other paragraph I want to leave for next time because there's a whole set of fantastic chidushim on that last paragraph. V'aydezeh ha-tzadikim shehem oisei toiv zeichem lefnei Hashem. Through this procedure, where tzaddikim watch Hashem refraining from lashing out at the Rishonim, and they judge Hashem properly, and they daven very, very hard, through that they are zeche to penei Hashem, the ponim of Hashem. Why? Ki koidim krisus Rishonim, before the Rishonim are destroyed, hoya penei Hashem lechuso muster, boisei ra kidei lachrisom. Hashem's face, kaviyochel, was hidden by these Rishonim, by the fact that we see the Rishonim getting away with everything. It looks like Hashem is hiding his face, because if Hashem were watching all of this, he'd go crazy, kaviyachol. V'bechinas, panei Hashem bi'oisei ro l'hachrisom. As the Pasuk says, that when Hashem's face is available, it's injected into the oisei ro, into the rishon l'hachrisom, to destroy them. V'achshav, however now, takev kishereim v'chrisus rishon, when we see a point comes in time where Hashem lashes out at the rishon and he destroys them, at that immediate moment, Hashem's ponim kaviyochol is revealed to the tzaddikim. Their zecher to a hasaga the oyer haponim of Hashem.
We're at the point already when the holding back stops.
Exactly.
When they get it.
Exactly. And through what? How do we say this whole thing starts? That a person through by latching onto a certain bechina, all of this gets started. What was the first item that we mentioned in the Torah? Bechinas. Shev Liamini. What was Shev Liamini? Eretz Yisrael. Rabbein Ezal says, "Vezehu." This is Pshat in the Posuk. Bakshu Fonov Tomid. Through Tomid, which is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a minute, the Tzadikim are Zeichet to Bakshu Fonov. Ki Al Yedei Tomid. Through the Madreg of Tomid. Shehi Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Shehu Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Kamei Shekosu. As the Posuk says, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecho. Bo, that Hashem's eyes are always facing Eretz Yisrael, Al Yedei Eretz Yisrael, Tiz Hulin Soi Pnei Hashem. Through the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Oyer Zechus Avos, which is accomplished through real Kavon and Tefillah, through Ofar, Efer, and all of those things, through that, a person is Zeche to the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, and he's Zeche to achieve the Pnei Hashem Kaviyachol. Ki Al Yedei Eretz Yisrael, Tizku Lirois Bahachrisus Rishon Kanao. Through the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, we will be zeichet to see the complete destruction of all Rishayim. This next piece is going to be a beautiful piece. Rabbeinu Zal touches on the union of the Malach Memtes and the Malach Samach Nun Dalad Pei Vav Nun, a certain special Malach. And Rabbeinu Zal shows how these two are connected. And the Arizal, Rabbi Zal said over a few chidushim from the Arizal, which really, really show how this is related to what we had before in the Torah.
We're in the middle of the Kutan Aran Tera Nun Hay. We're up to the last paragraph in this Torah. We're not going to review the whole Torah, we're going to review two words in the whole Torah, and that's what we're going to latch on to this paragraph from. If you recall, in this Torah before, Rabbeinu Zal was discussing the topic of Ayin Hara. That was one of the main topics that was discussed in this Torah.
the Ayin Hara, the Ayin Ra of the Rishonim, and how that's what they use against Tzaddikim, etc., etc. And Rabbi Nezal discussed how to deal with it. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to continue. Rabbi Nezal is going to shoot out one paragraph, which is very deep, regarding this topic. And we're going to go to the back, to the Parparos L'Chochma, who is going to explain, using the Kisvei Arizal, exactly what's involved here, what Rabbi Nezal is referring to, and how this ties in very, very much to the Torah. Rabbi Nezal says that this that we spoke about, the Indian of Ayin Hara and how to be Machneayit, Zehu Bechinas Klolius Malach Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, B'Malach Memtes Sar Hakonim. This is the concept of uniting two Malachim. One Malach is the Malach Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, and the last three letters of his name are Pei Vav Nun. If you recall, he's mentioned in the Gemara in a few places. And by the way, we'll mention an interesting item which very, very few people know. Rabbi Zal once told this to me when I asked him a question. The Arizal told his Talmidim that if you ever want to know a trick, in other words, the Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes, what did the Arizal do? You're not supposed to mention the names of Malachim. What about when the Arizal taught his Talmidim about Malachim? What did he do in order to get around that problem? So Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes that the Arizal would place a syllable in between. In other words, the Malach Samach Mem, Sa, O, Mo, O, El. In that way, by placing an extra vowel in between the letters, you're permitted to say the name with the exact lettering under it. This Malach, San, O, Dal, O, Fine. That's the name of this Malach. This Malach is Kelel the Olam Ha'asiya. We'll see why and what and how. Very, very, the Pshitus Gomor. The first, by the way, this Malach's name is made up of two divisions. As you see, Rabbi Nezal here calls him only by the first part of his name, which means Shu. That's the Hebrew word for Shu, which is the union of the Olam Ha'asiya. The Malchus, the lowest part. The Olam Ha'asiya, which corresponds to the K of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the lowest part. The Malach Memtes, on the other hand, is which letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei? The Vav, because he's Kosher, Pasul, Tamei Tohar, Osur Mutar. That's the Malach Memtes. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, the Klolius of these two Malachim, Klolius Asiyo Bas B'Yitzira, this is the uniting of the Olam HaAsiyo and the Olam HaYitzira. How? Al Yedei Shekoiflin HaPosuk Koil HaNeshomo Tehalel Ko. When we daven in the morning and we say the last Halleluka before Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, before Vayivarech Dovim, if you recall the last two sentences we say Koil HaNeshomo Tehalel Ko Halleluka, Koil HaNeshama Talal Ka Aluka. Why twice? Now Rabbi Nezal is going to go into that topic full force using the Kisvei Arizal. Rabbi Nezal says, the Gemara, the Medrash says on this, that why do we say it twice? To show that Bechol Neshima Uneshima Tzorech Lahalel Es Hashem. That with every single breath that a person takes, he's supposed to praise Hashem. That's what we say, Koil HaNeshama Talal Ka, Koil HaNeshama. In other words, every single breath we should praise Hashem with. However, Rabbi Nezal says, "Validei ayin hora nichpal haneshima." What causes the breath to double? What causes a person to breathe much faster, double as fast, through ayin hora? When a person has an ayin hora on him, that person is breathing fast. That person is very nervous. That nervousness is the signal of the doubling of the neshima, kinira b'chush. Rabbi Nezal says, as is seen in nature, if a person ever saw what happens when an ayin hara takes effect, kishiyesh lo'odam ayin hara, when a person has an ayin hara, azay megahek u'peseach piv l'kabel neshima kfula. When a person has an ayin hara, he looks evilly at another person. In other words, you know, he's looking what to do to the other person to harm him. That's when he has this doubling up of the breath. You follow? The person who's giving, casting the ayin hara, has this doubling up of the breath. You follow? Rabbi Nezal says, "Ukishe haneshima kifula." So when this neshima becomes double through a koyach of tuma, through the koyach of ayin hara, gam hahalel tzorech lichfel kanal. In equal opposition to this, you have to also double the halel, the tefillah. The tefillah has to double. We said previously in the Torah that what does battle against this ayin hara? The union of tefillah. Rabbi Nezal showed clearly how those two are equal opposites. So Rabbi Nezal says, "Bifrat shetzorech lahalel ulahoides Hashem." A person has to praise and give shemach Hashem. Shehitzil oisoy me ayin hora hazayis. That Hashem rescued him from this ayin hora. That Hashem is rescuing rescues us from ayin hora. Uroyeb Hikoris Rishon, and that we are zeichet to see the destruction of Rishon. We're zeichet to see that many Rishon stood up in the past against Bnei Israel, and they were destroyed completely. V'zehu b'chinas malach memtes sar ha'onin me'er la'asiyah. This is the concept of the Malach Memtes, who corresponds to the Olam HaYetzirah. He shines into the Olam HaAsiyah. Hainu, she'oisei toiv zeichen l'pnei Hashem kanal. How? Al yidei krisus hara'ayin she'gormu l'ktivas ha'neshima. By destroying the ra'ayin, which caused this doubling up of the neshima, what happens is that the oisei toiv, those who do good, are zeichet to see the pnei Hashem. As you can see, most of this isn't too clear.
We're talking about the destroying of the yeshima of the Rishon through that doubling of the Halachama Talo.
Exactly. And now we're going to see a little of what's involved here. Breath. We're going to do this whole piece of Parparas L'Chachma because it's not that big. And every word here is pretty important. We'll go fast over certain parts and slow over certain parts. Maybe we'll even skip certain parts. Okay? We don't have it in this one?
It's proper. Okay.
Oh, this one doesn't have it.
Well, in this case.
Okay. Quickly. On Terenun Hay. Yeah. Huh?
Yes, the papyrus don't come entire first camp of Kumara.
What do you mean it doesn't?
No, it goes up to the right
above. Oh, this one has a problem in it. This one safer has a problem in it.
In this particular volume?
Exactly. Oh. This particular volume has a problem in it. But you have this piece, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start from, if you'll notice, about 20 lines down, there's a two dots at the end of the line. We're going to start from the line after that. You got it? Which begins with the word Sham.
Yeah.
You got it, Shmuel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sham. Ki koidem krisis ha-rishoyim, before Hashem destroys the Rishoyim, hoyo pnei Hashem, mechusa u-mustur ba-yisei ra kadei la-chrisam. Hashem Kaviyachol had hidden his face among the Rishoyim. For what purpose? That when the time would be ripe to destroy them, Hashem would destroy them. If you recall over there, we were discussing the topic of why Hashem is good to Rishoyim sometimes. It looks like for a while everything's going great and everything. Where's the pnei Hashem la-chrisam? The answer is Hashem places the Pnei Hashem by them until the time becomes ripe, and then from among them the Pnei Hashem comes forth and destroys them. Ratzalaymer, Kamay Shemavur Ala'el Bo'iz Gimel, as was explained before in Ais Gimel, Shashem Yisborach, Kodesh Mishpoto Imimenu, Hashem holds back his Mishpot, V'harosha Zeche Badin, the Rosh is Zeche in judgment for a while, this is all for the sake of saving the tzaddik from the rain of the rasha. Ulechazek moir eino shel tzaddik at shelo yomasek tzidkoso shel Hashem Yisborach, and to strengthen the oyer ha'inayim of the tzaddik to the point where the tzaddik is zeichet to see the truthful mishpat of Hashem. Veneschazek emunosay, and the tzaddik's emuna becomes neschazek. Vezeich lo tefila ketikuna, the tzaddik is zeichet to perfect his tefila. Uli Rusha Sarat Israel, Raiday Zer, the Hikoris Rishon, Tire, Vos, Gisharan, the Krisis Rishon, Mamish, take if Nizgala Pnei Hashem Loisei Toi, Vaim Bukhda Lachas Lachasporn, Alachahei. Here he just reviewed what we had previously in the Torah, about through the Krisis Pnei Rishon is revealed the Pnei Hashem, which leads to a strengthening of Emunah by the Tzadik, which leads to a strengthening of Tefillah, which is Bechina Sarat Israel. Period. Now we start getting involved in this topic. Shom, Me'inyan Kvilas HaPosuk Koil HaNeshoma Tahalel, Rav Nachman Shigrinzal brings, Ayin the Priyetz Chaim, look up in the Priyetz Chaim, Mavur, it's explained there, Sheyotze, that this name of Hashem, Tov Chof Hei, comes forth, May Roshay Tevois, Shel Elu HaTevois, Mavur, the Arizal explains over there, Sheyotze, May Roshay Tevois, Shel Elu HaTevois, Shem Kodosh, Kof Hei Tov, that from the first letters of the Pasuk, Koel Haneshoma Tahalel, we have the name of Hashem, Tov Chof Hei. And this is the place where we're going to have this whole Shem explained to its fullest. If you recall, there was one time in a Shia that I explained a lot of it, that was coming from here, and here we're going to have the whole thing. It's a Shem. The Arizal says over there in the Pri Etz Chaim that this is the secret of the pasuk where David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Rak bi'einecha sabit v'shivumas rishonim tireh," that Hashem only has to look with his eyes and rishonim get paid back immediately. What power is there in Hashem's eyes? The Arizal says over there that sabit im dalid oisiyos oile kof hei tof. And the Arizal over there goes on to explain exactly why it works this way, why with the oisiyos and everything. But in any case, we see that this word sabit, to look, with the letters is bigematria, this shem tov chav hei. So we see that this power of tov chav hei is found in the look, in a form of kedusha, or chas v'shalom the other way. Now Rabbeinu Zal, the Parbroi says, harei kof hei tov beiz einayim. The Arizal continues to say over there that this shem kodesh tov chav hei refers to the two eyes, shebohem mabit, with them a person looks, and it's with the koyach of this Shem Kodesh that Hashem Kaviyachel looks at Rishonim and he destroys them. Through the re'iyah, through the eyes, comes forth Shibumas Rishonim, the Rishonim getting paid up. To make this easier to understand, Rav Nachman Shibun Zal says, "Nira lanias daiti." It seems to me like this: Kigam shehat tzaddik mispalel tfiloisel b'chol yoyim mistamo ketikin. Although a tzaddik probably davens pretty well every single day, afal pikein kishaharosh roidei feisei v'tzayfolav omavakesh lamisay chas v'shalom. When a tzaddik is being chased by a rosh is chasing after him to hurt him. Then chas v'shalom oz kishehat tzaddik roye tzidkas Hashem. When the tzaddik analyzes what's going on, and he understands that Hashem is doing a righteous act in the fact that Hashem is allowing this Russia to chase after him, and Hashem is allowing the Russia to get away with things now, when a tzaddik takes that attitude, his tefillah gets more powerful. This is what we said in the Torah, that poro, which is tefillah, uneshama porim sifosenu, the kabilas receives, draws from shoyer. What is shoyer? The inyan of bina, the inyan of looking, the proper loshur means to look. By looking at Hashem in the proper light, judging Hashem properly, he strengthens his tefillah. Nimso. That it's the evil eye of the Rasha that caused the Tzaddik to strengthen his tefillah. His tefillah became this chazek. And it's bedafke through that. When the Tzaddik's tefillah gets more powerful, what happens? This thing boomerangs on the Rasha, and the Tzaddik hits him and destroys him with his tefillah. The tzaddik strengthens himself even more in tefillah. This is the doubling of the breath, the doubling of the tahalel of the tefillah, which is caused through the ayin hara of the rasha. That's what causes this chain reaction, which inevitably causes that the tefillah has to be doubled. Haynu b'chinas chizuk ha'tefillah b'yoser hanal. B'frat she'tzrichem l'tzchazik b'tefillah v'ha'yel v'gol ha'shem yisborach. Then is revealed this power of Pnei Hashem Lo Yisei Toiv. Hashem shows his face to the tzaddikim, to the good doers, when? After this whole chain is reacted. First there's the Ayin Hara of the Rosha for the tzaddik. He chases after him. He's successful for a while. The tzaddik judges Hashem properly. He strengthens his emunah. He doubles his tefillah. And suddenly Hashem lashes back out at the Rosha and pays him up in full.
As a result of that increased tefillah.
Exactly. That doubling in tefillah. Now watch. V'ayin l'kamen b'simen reish ches gam kein. Oh, this we don't need right now. Just a second. Let's shoot down to the two dots at about 20 lines down again. There's a two dots, three words into the line where it says Va'ain Basidar Koel Yaakov. You got it? Richie?
Well, wait.
Second column, Va'ain Basidar Koel Yaakov. Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Va'ain Basidar Koel Yaakov, the Kavonai Suvoetzian. Look in the Siddur, which is called Koel Yaakov, which was made by one of them Kubalim, where he discusses the topic of Avolitzian. Mavur, he explains there, L'chavein, the Seifei Tevoi, Shel Posuk, Ki Lo Yazafto Dershecho Hashem. that when you say the words in the morning at the end of a Avodat Tzila and Ki Lo Yazav Doshech Hashem, Hashem, you never forego those who seek your help, your assistance. B'Shem HaKodesh Tav Chof Hei. The last letters of Ozavto Doshech Hashem spell this Shem Kodesh Tav Chof Hei. He brings over there that this Shem Kodesh we know is Mesugal for destroying the Rishon. As was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, which name did Moshe Rabbeinu use to destroy the Mitzri? Rosh Olomo Sakereyecha. Which Shem Kodesh did Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim want him to use against the Romans? V'yohavto, Ace Hashem Aleikecha. The last letters of Ace Hashem Aleikecha is this Shem Tov Chof Hei, which has this power to destroy Rishon. Over Pri Eitz Chaim Avor, the Arizal says in the Pri Eitz Chaim, Shehamechavein Oz, Bozeh Hashem, that a person who, when he says these words in the morning, Ki Lo Yazavto Doshech Hashem, has this Kavanah, has Kavanah, Boz Oz, Bozeh Hashem, Nitzay, El Boisei Yoy, Mei Odom Ra. With that, Shem Kodesh has the power to rescue a person, to save a person that day from any Odom Ra, from any person who would want to do harm to that person. Va'ayin b'megala amukos, oifun kuf tzadikei, look also on the megala amukos, muva gam kein inyin zeh, v'sham avur shezeh soid ma shespal Moshe lichmo yisraret Yisrael. The megala amukos brings how this Shem was used also in the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu when getting into Eretz Yisrael to be machnia the seven nations that were there. To destroy these seven nations of the goyim that were there. He needed a power to eradicate them. He used the power of the Tech Shem Tov Chof Hei. The megala amukos shows how he used it. Okay, now and now this fits in perfectly with what Rabbi Nezal said in this Torah. Shall yidei Yerusha Seret Yisrael zeichen lirois b'hikoris rishon v'bchinas v'yroimemucho l'reshe seretz when b'hikoris rishon tireh, that when Hashem will elevate you to inherit Eretz Yisrael, you know what you'll be zeichet to then? B'hikoris rishon tireh, you'll see the rishon being destroyed. You follow that?
Yes.
So we could see how this Shem played a part over there. V'ayin sham oid, look also over there in the Pri Eitz Chaim, shezeh marumas gam b'soif hatfilo al kein akava lecha. When we say the words in davening, in aleinu, v'al kein akava lecha Hashem alikeinu, therefore we hope and yearn unto you Hashem, lirois mehera b'seferes uzecha, to get to see the beauty of your power, lehavir gilulim in haaretz, when you will eradicate all avodah zarah, all rishon from the world, v'ho'elilim korois yikareisun l'sakein olam amalchus shakai. Right? Note, the Arizal says that the last letters of mehero b'seferes uzecho is again this Shem Tov Chof Hei, because it's only that Shem that has this power of lehavir gilulim in haaretz, v'yikareis rishon tireh, this power of destroying and being machniah the rishon. Okay, etc., etc. Let's go a little further now. Well, the feet of Rabbi Nezal Mavur in the Be'ezer, he called Tfilo Seinu Achshav, who Shonu Mechazik Matzmeinu B'Tfilo Gambo Es Hagolos. Our whole Tfilo now is that we're being Mechazik ourselves in Tfilo, although we're in Golos, Uzman Hatzlochas HaRishon, and although right now we're living in a time where the Rishon seem to be Matzliach, She'oz Kaviyochol Pnei Hashem Mechuso Musto, where the Pnei Hashem is very hidden. As the Posit B'dechinas Pnei Hashem Bo Yiseira, it seems as though the Pnei Hashem is by the Rishon. However, we believe that Hashem is really righteous. All of this is really being done for our good. It was explained previously that when a person davens properly, he's zeichet to see the Rishon be destroyed. That's when the Pnei Hashem switches from the Rishon and it's revealed to the Tzadikim. In other words, Hashem turns his face back on the Tzadikim rather than on the Rishon. Shezeh b'chines ma shemalach mentes sar haponim shehu b'yitziro meyer la'asiyo. This is what Rabbeinu Zal mentioned, that the Malach Memtes, which is the Olam HaYetziro, shines into the Olam HaAsiya. Ukvar yedua ma'ashem avura b'Zayir HaKadosh. You recall what is explained in the Zayir HaKadosh. Ki Tiferes mekanein b'Yetziro. Tiferes and the Olam HaYetziro go together. Why? Because in Yud Kei, Vav Kei, which letter is Zeranpin?
Vav.
The Vav. What is one of the nicknames of Zeranpin?
Tiferes.
Many times we refer to Tiferes as Zeranpin. So Tiferes is the Vav, Tiferes is Zeranpin, and the Vav between the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, which one is the Vav? Yetzira. Right? So we see how Tiferes and Yetzira are connected. In other words, Leroy Smehera b'Sif Eres Uzechom, when we'll be zeicher, when we, who are in the Olam Ha'asiyah, when your person says Aleinu, if you recall Rebbe Zal's Halacha Shirim, while you're saying Aleinu, you're in the Olam Ha'asiyah. When you said Til Shemen Yisrael, you climbed up and up and up to the Olam Ha'atzilus. Then a person begins a spiraling down, coming back down. At the point of Aleinu, a person is in the Olam Ha'asiyah. That's when he says, L'reis Mehera B'Siferes Usecha. We want to receive a He'ora from Tiferes, which is the Olam Ha'atzira, which is the Malach Memtes. This comes out the Pnimius more. Sheze b'chinas hizgalas pnei Hashem mamish al kein mispalim b'seif hatfila. That's why just when we're finishing up the davening, we say these words lirois mehira b'seferes usecha. Why? Because we have attained shleimus hatfila. We finished the tfila. That's the point. In other words, when the tfila is at its peak, when it's at completion, kitikuna. That's when this thing can be enacted, that the Malach Memtes can shine into that lower Olam, into the Olam Ha'asiyah. Two more points, which we'll say Baal Peh. Three more points. Number one, the Megala Mukais brings that this is also the Soy that we find in Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, this same item was needed, right? You had to have the Hikores Rishon Tira. The Rishon were on top. It looked like they were doing great. You needed someone to defeat the Rishon, to cause the Rishon to be destroyed. The Pasuk says, Vatikro Esther Lahasach. She called which servant to help her out, to be the messenger between her and Mordechai? Hasach. Hasach, the Megal HaMukos brings, is this Shem Kodesh Tav Chav Hei. That's what she used to be Machnia Haman with.
How do you spell Hasach?
Hei, Tav, Chav. Right, which is Tavchafei, you follow? So that's why she used the Dafke him as a messenger. This was a hislapshus of the Shem Tavchafei to be able to destroy Haman. And the Arizal says also, the Arizal points out in the Pri Etzchaim that we have the Chamisha Chushim, we have the five senses. We know that the ears correspond to which sphera?
Bina.
Bina, why? Shemea.
Ho'ezen is
Begematria Bina. Ho'ezen is Begematria Bina. Reb Chaim Vitalzal says, Ho'ezen, Hey Aleph Zayinun is Begematria Bina. There's no Marinian of Bina, because Ulevavoi Yovin Vishav, Penira Be'enov, Uba'oznov Yishma, Ulevavoi Yovin Vishav, those two go together. The ears and the heart go together. By both, it says, V'nosakelcho Leiv Shemea, a heart that hears, hearing is the ears, the heart is Bina. So the Arizal brings that this is why we find that the word Shmiya, Shin Mem, Yud Ayin Hei, is Begimatria, this Shem Kodesh Tav Chav Hei. Because Shmiya is an Indian of Bina, an Indian of Hamtoka Sabinen, an Indian of the Ikores Rishon Tira. That's why we find that this is also this power of Tav Chav Hei. So the Arizal says over there, and if you might think that this is a Stira, first we said that Tav Chav Hei is the eyes, Rak B'Einecho Sabit. Now we're saying it's the ears. The Arizal says this is a merumos in a pasuk where the pasuk says, Einei Hashem el tzadikim, v'oznov el shavosam. Hashem's eyes are focused on tzadikim, and Hashem's ears are tuned into that tefillah. So we see that the eyes and ears go together. Both of them are capable of having the hislapshus of this Shem Kodesh Tav Chav Hei in being able to perform these acts of kedusha. Okay. El Shavosom. Shin Vov Ayin Tof Mem.
So, by the King Kohan Shema Tahal.
Exactly. When we say that doubly, that's
like
showing that we're out to be Machnia the Ra'ayin. Ra'ayin is the union of a double Neshima, the Klipa. That's to protect us from the union of Ra'ayin. You follow? And when is that said? That's said right before Vayavorach Dovid. Okay. Now we clarified a little bit the listening of why this was brought in here. Eretz is which sphera?
Malchus.
This malach, Rabbi Zalman said, this malach that we said, Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that he is Marumas in a pasuk, Yefei Noif, Mesais Kol Ha'aretz. Yefei Noif, Mesais Kol Ha'aretz. The word knife is the last three letters of this malach, Pei Vav Nun. You see that his name is split out into two parts, Samach Nun Dalad Lamed, you follow? And the last three letters of his name, Yefei Knife, Mesois Kol Horetz. He is the one who is Messias Kol Haaretz, who flies all over Oretz. He is the master of the Olam Ha'asiya, this Malach. He is the Malchus, which is the Olam Ha'asiya. The Malach Memtes, on the other hand, the last three letters of his name, Rebbe Zal said, his name is Memtes Tes, Reish Vav Nun. He is the Inyan of the heightening. In other words, when we say that the Olam HaYetzira is Meir into Asiya, this is the light which shines into the Malchus. This is why the Pasuk says that there'll come a time when V'yarein Keren Meshichoi, Hashem will lift up, will elevate the light of Moshiach. The word V'yarein is the last, is the gematria of this Malach, the Malach Memtes, Reish Vav Nun. Reish Nun Vav Nesimi of Nur, Nahar, Denur, which we have to title in. That's all the union of the last three letters of this Malach. The Malach Memtes, not with Yesus.
The Yarin.
The Yarin. Vav, Yud, Reish, Mem.
Mem is
a
Oh.
Right?
All right.
So it's Reish, Nun, Vav. You follow that?
To show the Yom Kippur, to show
that Mashiach, which is the Malchus, will be elevated, uplifted. It'll draw from the Olam HaYetzira. You follow?
Yeah.
The Malchus will draw from the Olam HaYetzira.
Mashiach
is Malchus? Of course. Mashiach ben David.
Okay.
Mashiach is the whole concept of Malchus. Tfila. Utehilos yechtam lach. Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem. Okay?
So it shows he'll be lifted up toward Tiferet.
Exactly. Okay, this is where we'll hold off. We'll just start the pasuk of the next Torah. This Torah is Uviyayim Habikurim, Vahakrivcha Mincha Chadosh Shel Keranun Vav, Uviyayim Habikurim, Vahakrivcha Mincha Chadosh Shel Hashem, on the day which Bnei Yisrael bring Bikurim, which is the holiday of Shavuos, when Bnei Yisrael will bring a new Mincha to Hashem, a new gift to Hashem, B'Shavuos Seichem, on the holiday of Shavuos, it should be a holy outcry to you, and no work is permissible to be done. This Torah that we're going to have now is very, very definitely one of the most basic Torahs of Breslov HaChassidus. In other words, as far as really, really clarifying what Rabbeinu Zal wanted to be Mashpiat his Talmidim, in the meaning of Limud HaTorah, what's affected by it, and the whole concept of Hastorah Shebetei Hastorah, the concept of Mikveh, the concept of Parnosa. What else is there? The Yontif of Shavuos, the whole concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's achievement in Das, Neged, Ovet Tzadikim, plus the whole union of Tikkun HaKloli, all of those are going to be encompassed in this Torah now. The next Torah is a Torah to pay very close attention to and to make sure to review as we learn it, so you'll be able to hold the Kesher between one paragraph and the next, because it's very, very big.